All right, let's welcome him in, a longtime Jacksonville Jaguar, 8 years here in Jacksonville, and as the highlight told you, and you've heard the story many times, wore number 32 because there were 32 teams in the league, including the Jacksonville Jaguars, who opted not to make him a first-round pick. The Jags smart enough to grab him in the second round and never look back, and he joins us now on Jaguars Today. Maurice Jones-Drew, congratulations on your career. Happy retirement. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Tell us what went into the thought process. Why is now the right time for you?
Well, I'm completely healthy. I started working out, started training, getting ready for the season. And at the end of the day, I saw how it was kind of weighing on my children. I have 4 kids now, 3 dogs. It weighed on them a little bit too. That's a joke. But
I got
probably
you.
Didn't care.
I got
all right,
you. I went right over my
chuckle.
Head.
My bad. I'm sorry. But I've missed so many things with my kids, and they're growing so fast. I thought it was a great time to be able to retire. Last year, I was thinking about retirement last year. I know a lot of people didn't believe me, but that's kind of where I was. And I wanted to prove to myself one last time that I can play at a high level, and I thought I did that. You know, I came out to Oakland, earned a starting spot, and it broke my hand, and everything kind of went downhill from there. But as I was training this year, I don't think a lot of people understand what it takes to get yourself to a level to be able to perform, especially at the level that I was used to performing, and that means you have to have sacrifice. And so I was training here in the Bay Area, and I was probably like 2 weeks away from heading to Miami. And every year I go to Miami for about a month or two where I don't see my family, and you miss so many different things. And just talking with my wife and my agent and talking with my kids and seeing how it would affect them, you know, it's just something I didn't want to do anymore. And I'm okay with that. You know, it's, I have football left and I can play, but I think now they've sacrificed 9 years of their lives, my wife 9 and my kids their whole life without having me around. I get a chance to be around now and be dad now and compete at that to be the best dad I can be.
Ashley gets you full time for the next year. She may want you to come out of retirement another year from now.
Yeah, well, I'm the plan now is to try to get into broadcasting and really kind of take that next step into that part of my life, which is obviously dissecting football and doing kind of talking about everything I learned. And she gets a chance to get a job as well. She wants to go back to work, which is awesome. You know, a lot of people's wives probably don't want to work, but this one wants to work. So I get a chance to do that. And then I get to take my kids to school.
Nice.
You know, I think that's to pick them up and tackle them and embarrass them and do the things that parents are supposed to do. You know, and that, I think that's going to be a fun time at that.
All right, we got Maurice Jones-Drew on the line with us on Jaguars Today. Obviously, you end your career in Oakland, a team you rooted for growing up, but here, and certainly I think nationally, you'll always be remembered for the 8 seasons you spent as a Jacksonville Jaguar. What are your favorite memories of your time here in Jacksonville?
You know what? I think someone asked me that. One of my buddies asked me that. Like, what is your favorite time? And really, to me, it was just working with those guys that I played with, those coaches, that whole organization in general. There's so many friends that I could call people true friends there that I've made throughout my career. People I put people in some tough positions and they were able to, you know, help me through those things when I was younger. Obviously I was a little hot and quick with the mouth and all those things, and they kind of worked with me through that, and I appreciate them for that. And really just the players that I played with, you know, to be able to play with some of those teams that I played on early in my career and then some of the ones I played on late. You know, we're still friends. We talk every day. Text with all those guys yesterday. That's the biggest thing to me. That football, the part of football, I mean, that was great, you know, but to create those relationships with those people and be able to continue those going forward, that was the favorite part about playing in Jacksonville, especially just the people outside of the building, too, that I met and that we were able to create relationships with. I mean, the reason I'm one of the best golfers in my community right now. That's a joke too.
Yeah, I was right? You live in a bad community, bro.
Right, exactly. I learned so much. I grew up so much in Jacksonville. I mean, my kids, they talk about it all the time. Obviously, we're going to come back and retire as a Jaguar. My kids, they always want to go back to Jacksonville, and that's where we'll make a couple trips out there. And I think that, you know, it's just something that when you spend that many years in a place like that with the people that supported me throughout a lot of hard times and some tough situations. I think, you know, they do it the right way there. And I know Gus and Dave are the right people to bring them back a championship that I never could do. But I've always been a Jaguar fan. Even when playing for Oakland, I was always texting guys like, why are you doing this? That's not what we talked about you doing, and those type of things. So I'm always going to be a Jaguar fan. Actually, my kids are wearing Raiders and Jaguar stuff to school today, so they're all amped up as well. So it just shows you how much love we have for Jacksonville and their fans.
Still to this day, I think you see as many number 32 jerseys as just about anybody that you've got in the stands. Just quickly, your reaction to how the fans treated you over the years here.
You know what? It makes me speechless. You know, I tried to play the game the way that I was always taught, which is as hard as you can, and always encourage people and try to give people every bit of hope, because in our society, that's what we need. And to see the people embrace me that way, I know I was quick at the mouth as a young, and I keep saying that because I was reading some of these quotes in these papers that I've kind of stacked over the years. Like, why would I say something like that? But
that's a good point, Mojo. That's right. A good point.
Yeah,
man.
I knew you were on here.
I just got on.
I'm trying to eat the. They're trying to feed me steaks, Gus. I can't allow it. I'm allergic.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's so good to hear your voice. How have you been?
I'm doing great. Well, first of all, congratulations. I know when I heard the news, you know what, Mojo, I was telling everybody, you just reflect. You know, you go back and all the conversations we had, and I remember the first team meeting, remember?
Yeah,
you know,
I came
down from the weight room and sat in my office, and I mean, you just go through all of it. It feels like, you know, like a lifelong of memories, and we were together for, you know, a year. And, you know, it's just amazing, you know, how many people you've touched and how much impact you've had in this city and for this organization, but really everywhere you go, you know. So
I appreciate
awesome,
it. Well, you remember, man, I was going to say this. I was going to tell them to tell you. Now my mission is to compete at whatever it is at the next level. I'm going to compete. I'm going to be a dominant competitor.
I know. That's what I was going to say. How you doing, you dominant competitor?
I've got to be a dominant competitor. I have no choice. You know what's funny about this, guys? I've learned, and I've been around a lot of great coaches. In my career, but when I was I coach these high school kids now, and I tend to find myself saying, you're just a survivor. You're just a competitor. You're not dominant. You don't want to be the best that you can be. And then those are things I learned from Gus. And you know, like I said, you guys just be patient with them, because I know you guys have the right people in place to win a championship. I've been around a lot of people, a lot of coaches, obviously two organizations, and you guys are doing it right there. So I'm happy.
Well,
I'm happy that I got a chance
that,
to speak with you.
Where are you calling? What restaurant are you calling from? That's the
question. I'm not calling from any. I'm at the house right now. I'm in my underwear playing Destiny. That's what they say you're supposed to do the first couple of weeks, is just get away. So I just said, you know what?
And this is different how than what, you know, what you were doing prior to.
Hey,
retirement.
We're on the radio, Mojo. This isn't even I talking, right?
That's how I feel with you. I talk to you the same way around the whole world if it has to. It doesn't matter.
No, great.
I'm you know what? This is going to be new. It's going to be exciting. I think you always told me the future is exciting, because you know what, you don't know what it has for you, and you can go out there and make it whatever you want.
You know, like we always say, good news is coming your way. You know, it's you know how I always told you what my mom told me. You know, something good is about to happen, and there's no doubt that's the same with you, Mojo. Your attitude and your infectious personality. And, you know, it was every day. And I know I fed off you. And you just have a unique way of touching people in that manner. And I'm really excited to see, you know, what new ventures out there for you. And, you know, because I know you're going to compete at it.
That's the only way I know how to do it. And remember, I'm still waiting for my dinner date at Emerson McDonald's.
I know.
When I call you.
He called me one time, and I was, we talk about eating crumbs, you know, and he said, where are you? I said, I'm at the McDonald's on Emerson, man. It's the only place I'm comfortable.
Oh, that's right. Or the, what is it? I forgot the place. The Popeyes on North Main. One of those two.
Yeah. We'll That's be on the lookout for you at both of those spots. When are you going to next be in Jacksonville? When can you imagine yourself in this neck of the woods again?
You know what? I really don't know. We're working on that right now. I'm working with Ryan Robinson right now on when to come back. I want to come back before, though, and see some of those practices. And I know me and Gus have talked because we have a secret hopefully coming here in the near future. But I'm going to try to get back out there while they're at OTAs and just talk to people and come back and see, you know, Mike beat you in a little bit of golf while I'm out there.
You can try.
Yeah, I actually shot pretty well yesterday for the first time. It was like 95, so that's decent.
Yeah, you're a lot more realistic these days.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Gus, wherever he goes, I learned a long time ago if I hitch my wagon to Maurice, it's going to take me a long way. So I'm looking forward to season 7 of radio with you next year.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That definitely will happen. And I know when I get a hold of Gus, man, I got to make sure he's doing it the right way because, you know, I'm starting to see your all these bobbleheads pop up and all this stuff Bradley on TV. Like, uh-oh, somebody's starting to believe the hype. You got to eat crumbs.
No, that's right.
Hey,
Mojo, you're great.
Maurice, Gus is going to keep the secrets here, as well he should, but if you happen to have Ndamukong Suh's number and you want to make a call in the next few days on our behalf, or Randall Cobb, or any of those other guys, you feel free to do that, all right? We'll be happy to have your services.
Oh, I know Gus is going to pick the right people.
Of course
he
will.
That's what really matters. It's not the best all the time. It's the right people that you want in that locker room. And like I said before, I know Gus and his staff and Dave, they're going to pick the right people. And again, like I told you, man, I'm looking at a Jaguar sweater right now, just walking around with the 32 jersey on. So you guys know at least you got 5-6 fans here in California rooting for you guys.
All right, man. Well, you got a lot more than that right here in Jacksonville. Wishing you and your family the best going forward. I'm sure you saw a lot of that outpouring on social media yesterday. We appreciate it. We know you're a busy man. You know, we're glad you could fit us in for a couple
of
minutes.
No, I always can fit you guys in. It was Ryan's fault. Blame Ryan.
That genuine appreciation.
Gus is the closer. Man. Gus is the one who got this done, all right? Maurice, we'll see you when you make it back to Jacksonville. Hopefully we'll talk soon. And, again, congrats. What a great career, man. And congrats that you could go out on your own terms.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, Gus, I'll call you a little bit later, all right? Don't send me the voicemail this time.
No. Hey, Mojo, you're a class act, man.
I appreciate it.
All of it, and wish your family the best as well.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, buddy. We'll see you, Maurice. Gus, thank you for stopping in again. Appreciate you.
Good luck
this weekend,
thank
all right?
You.
Getting
thank
ready
you.
For free agents. There he goes. The head coach of your Jacksonville Jaguars, longtime Jaguar running back, Maurice Jones-Drew.